Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Yummy. No such thing as New Year's chocolate. Have you ever noticed? It's all Christmas chocolates. How about them Christmas, well, holiday chocolates, but anything else. All right, so we're enjoying the first of the new year. Glad to have you along for the ride, the conversational ride, Thursday, the 1st of January, 2015. Write this down. One of the things that I was trying to do with these words, if you're just joining us, I've asked you to come up with a word that you can put on the top of your mirror, put on the top of your Facebook page, put on the top of whatever it is that you look at frequently that will help to get you focused on something that will make your life better each and every day of the year 2015. We had some really good words. Kenny is following along with the social media. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Peter Johann is at the controls in our studio in Washington, taking your calls at 888-302-3684. More easily remembered, perhaps, 888-302-DOUG, as we bring in the new year with words that we can wrap ourselves around to make our lives better through the year. Why would you want to have that? All right, so you have some New Year's wishes from folks at Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show.
I've got a bunch of words to add to our list.
Good.
Laurel says possibility.
Good. Great word. Possibility. Go ahead.
Wendy says hope.
Hope is good.
Clay says contentment.
Good word. Contentment. Take the word. And see, and you can take some of these if you don't come up with one on your own and use it, but make it prominent. Are you trying to have a contented, remember the old expression, cows, better milk from contented cows? I like to think that my cows on my dairy farm are contented, and the way to make them happy is to give them good food to eat. That's really pretty much all it takes. They're easy. How many of you are that easy? If you go have a good meal somewhere, or you make yourself a good meal at home, we found something in the new year we're going to use more often. We found a service. Actually, when we were flying back from California last week, Mary was going through one of those magazines. She looks at, my God, she spends more time looking at catalogs than any person I've ever seen in my life. And she saw this ad for a fresh food delivery system. And it's the kind of food that we eat, the organic stuff, natural stuff, much local stuff you can find. And so the first delivery was made on Wednesday of this week. And we had dinner on Wednesday night made from this stuff that was prepared, and you fix it and you cook it and it's all. And it was delicious. It was wonderful, satisfying. Not that we don't consciously try to eat better, but there was something about it. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just the psychology of knowing that somebody put this, and it wasn't expensive either. It wasn't crazy. But they put together three or four meals for the course of the week. I think it was like $40. And send it to you, and then you just, everything's all, ingredients are prepared, you just cook it. And anyway, we had a great soup, and there's some other things that were full of lots of protein, the things, you know, very satisfying anyway. So, but that made us content. And so that's why I tell you the story, because there's a contentment to having a good meal. There's something about finishing the day with a good meal that's wonderful. All right, so anyway, what else, Kenny, have you got there?
Janet says patience.
Oh, my God, what a wonderful word. Yes, patience. I would love to be able to engage some of you as you listen to this and you send us your email or your Facebook exchange or social media exchange. If you want to try to get through on 888-302-DOUG, it's not going to be easy, but if you can and tell us a little more about the word, that'd be great. What else, Kenny?
One more. David says healthier.
Healthier is an excellent way. We have this, and we all do this, by the way. We have these great plans, right? You've got all those resolutions, the things we asked for resolutions this week. And a lot of people, they pick lose weight, I'm going to exercise more, I'm going to stop smoking. And for the month of January, wow, do we go to town. Everybody's joining the gym. Do you know how much money is made by gymnasiums in the month of January? They say they're going to give you a special deal in January. They know you're not coming back. So you join for the year for $99. That's cash for them in their pocket, because at the end of January, by the time certainly Valentine's Day or the first week, what is it, the third week in February, when people bring their children to Florida or to the warm weather areas, get away from the cold, you want to put on a swimming suit. So you've worked until then to get your body in shape. And then they stop. Done. Finished. Give up. Don't give up. Because healthier you means happier you. Trust me on that. Healthy, healthy, healthy. If you are not healthy, you got bupkis. You know that word, bupkis? You got nothing, zero, nada. So work on that as a New Year's resolution and don't give up, okay? What else? We got them all. Let's get to the callers, shall we? 888, doing a terrible job trying to get the commercials in, but I'm enjoying having these conversations with you. So let's go to Meg, who's in Arizona. Hi, Meg. Welcome in. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Doug.
Thank you. So what do you have?
I have vision. You can use the word vision.
Vision.
For the entire year, you can do it for each day.
Yes.
What is your vision for the day?
All right. So what's your vision for today? What's Meg's vision for today?
I have to finish up the coursework for a master gardening program that I am coordinated for.
Then you'll have to move to a state where you can grow things, actually.
Actually, we do pretty well here.
Yeah.
But being retired, I have to set goals.
Yeah, you do.
And that's my vision of every day. What do I want? What's my vision for the day? And that gets me up every morning.
Good. Excellent. What a great contribution. Thank you for making it. And I hope we talk again during the year. Carol in Texas. Hi.
Good morning.
Morning to you, ma'am. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And
my word is exercise.
Exercise. Good. All right. Tell us about your exercise program.
Well, my hiking name is Ridgewalker.
Ridgewalker.
Yeah, I try to exercise every day and go hiking somewhere 6 to 10 miles every weekend.
Isn't it good for your mental and emotional well-being as well as your physical being to be able to accomplish something? Start something physical, and maybe each time, whether you're doing hikes as you're talking about, or whether you go to the gym and you want to lift a certain amount of weight or spend X number of minutes on a machine, and then each day maybe add a little to it and stay with it. So, and there are other ways you could apply exercise, exercising your brain, exercising your rights to whatever it is that you want to glom onto, right?
Exactly.
Yep. Good job, Carol. Thank you.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy New Year. Here's Craig in Lynchburg, Virginia. Hi, Craig. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year, Doug. And I have to say, I'm a first-time listener as well as caller. I just discovered you on my way to work this morning. And I'm a lifelong, since childhood, just fanatic for any kind of talk radio. And it's very enjoyable.
Well, that that station, Lynchburg, we've sort of been on and off and here and there.
Yeah.
And, we've actually been on two or three stations in that area. It's a wonderful, what a change I've seen driving through that area over the years. Most of the areas, if you get down into that part of Virginia and then you move into the Carolinas, so many people have moved in there, and hopefully it's better than it was. Are you a lifelong resident of that area?
No, I'm from Philadelphia originally. I graduated from Liberty University, and I got a job here in August. So I just moved here. I'm a single dad. I moved here with my daughter. And I was a freshman in 84, so I have spanned 30 years here and seen this town change just school. But it's such a beautiful area.
Yep.
The whole campus is ringed by the Blue Ridge Mountains. And for a South Philly boy, that was a big change when I came to school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to remember where Robertson's, the university there, Pat Robertson's. Virginia Beach. That's right, too. Yeah.
But
similar. It's the atmosphere in the two communities built around those particular kinds of universities is similar,
right.
I find.
I would think so, yeah.
All right, so what's your word?
My word is integrity.
Good word.
A couple of years ago, I read a book by Mark DeMoss called The Little Red Book of Wisdom. He has a great chapter on integrity. It's a word we hear all the time.
Yeah.
He makes a great point in that the word itself, people will say, oh, he's got a lot of integrity, he lacks integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Mark's point is you either have it or you don't. The word itself
is meaningless.
If you have a shortage of integrity, you just don't have any.
You know, isn't that wonderful when you think about it, how words, there are many words that are so beautiful in our language that actually sound like whatever it is that they mean. Do you know what I'm saying?
Solid sounding words.
Yeah.
As a dad, my daughter's 16, and it's a very different 16 than I was, 35 years ago.
And, it is.
You know, looking at the world, we live in such a morally irrelevant society anymore, even to the point, and this is maybe a bit extreme, but it really isn't, if you listen to some of the sides, there are people who will even justify, the killing of a cop. Well, it's because they deserve. No, it's still wrong. Things are wrong, and things are right. And I'm not a hardcore, everything's black and white kind of guy. You have to choose which hill you want to die on.
But you know what? The human condition is such that I think we know the difference between right and wrong, and if we're not learning it.
We don't want to live by it all the time. And we become a society that there's just, you just go find the group that doesn't want to do it the right way and merge with them, and eventually the voices get so loud that they drown out the others.
So you stay away from them, and you teach your children, the people you love, to stay away from them. There are ways of doing it. You just have to find them and not necessarily harp on it, but by example, they will...
That's my point. Just trying to live every day.
Yeah.
Not short-sighted in, how will this elevate my position? How will this sell a book? How will this make me look at a society? But who am I really? What are my core beliefs? What have I thought about? What does my faith lead me to?
What you teach your children, they will, the old song by Crosby, Stills, and Nash is very relevant today. It always is by example. They will do as they see you do. They will not do what you say. They will do what you do. If you smoke, they'll want to smoke.
If you
lie, they'll want to lie. If you cheat, if you are a good human being, you help others, they will go down that street. Maybe they'll follow you in a career. Maybe they won't. But they will be led by your example, plain and simple. Craig, great conversation. Thank you. Happy New Year. Nancy in Anchorage, Alaska. Hi. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, ma'am.
Well, thank you. And how do you do? And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful, positive program, and it's any time I turn it on, it's very enjoyable.
I'm glad you're turning it on. So
I turn it on every night.
Good.
It's
up in the, where are you? Let's see, it's about 20 after 4 where you are, right?
It's, 19.
After 4. Yeah.
Yeah, right, after 4.
Okay, good. All right. You're doing well. That's a Meredith goes around the house and laughs at me. He says, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, whether it is or it isn't. But you get used to, because I live by time. I have to make sure things fit. So tell us in the 60 seconds that we have here what your word is or your phrase.
Well, carpe diem.
Carpe diem more or less means take on the day.
Yes. What is possible today? Seize the moment.
Yes.
Make the most of each shining hour.
Yeah, yeah. I think I've been listening to Dr. Laura too much. I think that's where that came from with me. Yeah, take the possibilities of today. So what, Nancy, are your possibilities today?
Well, the big deal is to keep moving.
Yeah, keep warm.
I'm retired, and I have some challenges, and the big deal is to keep moving.
Yeah, you gotta keep
do
moving.
As much as I can each day.
Keep your mind moving as well as your body. Keep that mind going.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely.
Yep. Every study I've seen suggests that those of us who keep our minds, that's why I have no intention of stopping no matter what my age until I can't talk or make any sense anymore. I wouldn't stop doing this because it is, and it's selfish for me to admit to it, I suppose, but it keeps my brain functioning well, and without a good brain, the body-mind connection, all that good stuff. So you have a wonderful... I got to scoot, Nancy, but thank you. Have a wonderful day and a happy new year.
Okay, today's daily deal for our listeners is a free professional teeth whitening kit. If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened so you have a bright white smile but haven't had the time...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Let's review a little. There are some reviews which I enjoy. I'm not enjoying rehashing the year that was, the ups and downs and all that stuff. But there are certain things, for example, good pop music. I love pop music. And so, as a tradition, not every day, but as often as we can, Kenny will put together a review of the top five songs from this week in a certain year. So right now we're going back to this year, the last year. First week of 1986, which saw Bruce Hornsby and The Range in the number five position in terms of pop music with The Way It Is. Crank it up, Peter, for a minute. Who doesn't like this? Some things never change. It's just the way it is. And that will carry forward into the new year. Not that you can't change them if you want to, but if you don't want to, that's just the way it is. So that's number five. Number four belongs to Gregory Abbott. Ah, it's a great pop song. Isn't this great, Kenny? Kenny Kessler, Doug Steffen on Good Day. I'm going to love you. This made it to the top of the R&B charts, too.
I've been missing you.
Missing you.
And
this is for that lady who called us. Was it this last half hour or last hour? Who had the man that she needed to forgive. Was that this half hour or last half hour? I can't remember.
I think it was last.
Last evening. Listen to this. All right, so from Gregory Abbott, number four position during this week in 1986, we go to Duran Duran. Number three. If Richie were here, he'd be digging this.
Yeah.
Right?
Jennifer, too.
Yeah, Jen Jen as well. Big guitar. Big group.
I can't read about it.
But I'm eager to get to number two, which is by a group. I don't even know where this comes from, but the group's called Wang Chung. How do they get these names? Everybody. You know, that's a word we have not gotten. And all of, we have about, what, three dozen or more words? And fun has not been one of the words that people have used. I'm going to grab that one, Kenny.
Yes, please do. That's a good one.
Everybody has have fun tonight. Crank it up, Peter. Number two this week, 1986.
Hold you close.
All right. By the way, do we know the derivation of this? What do we know about these people?
I don't. I know they had a couple hits in the 80s and disappeared for a while. I think they tried to get back together recently.
All right. Here's the group. This was the female group of the decade, was it not? The Bangles? Who's in this group, Kenny?
Susanna Hoffs is the lead singer.
Ah, that's right, too. I remember. That's a stupid song. It was fun. Kept you moving. The Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian, number one during this week in 1986.
The long waitresses take their trays, spin around and they cross the floor. They've got the moves. Oh, hey, oh, drop your drink, then they bring you more. Old school kids, so sick of books and in the middle band. When the buzzer rings, oh, hey, oh, walking like an Egyptian. All the kids in the market,
again, where the heck this came from? Thinking what? And this song was created, but at any rate, it sort of caught on because it was the number one song during this week in 1986. So, Wang Chung, number two, Duran Duran, number three, Gregory Abbott, number four, Bruce Hornsby, number five. This week, 1986, in review on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber fully loaded, take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be, too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Business, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Kenny Kessler wishing you a happy new year. What do we have in common? We are here in this country. We are here on this planet living as best we can, sometimes not doing a particularly good job of thinking things through. So let's work ourselves away from misfortune and into better luck, a better position, whatever it is that will make your life better. A lot of traditions varying from culture to culture, looking around what happened in Brazil last night, in Japan last night, Germany, all around the Americas, China, New Year's lights displays, fireworks displays in Sydney, and some spectacular sights in Los Angeles and New York last night. We're into the new year, into New Year's Day. Pretty much everything is closed when it comes to the public sector anyway. No government offices are open. You won't get any mail today, that sort of thing. But I'm going to bet a lot of businesses, if not most businesses, will be open. Wouldn't you think, Kenny? All the restaurants and bars will be open for sure.
Sure.
Oh, supermarkets will be open, convenience stores. This is a big shopping day. It didn't used to be. I remember as a kid, there were no stores open on, well, as it turned out, we had Massachusetts blue laws, and they would prohibit certain things being sold on Sunday. Matter of fact, most stores couldn't have grocery stores open. When I was a kid, there were no grocery stores open on Sunday. There were no there were no convenience stores. I'm not saying them that old, but they were few and far between. Let's put it that way. And so most of it, you got used to things not being open on holidays. And then gradually, and I'm not saying this is bad. I think that when it comes to religion, especially, I remembered when I started to think it through how offended I thought, or offensive I thought it was, if that was the right word, the stores being closed on Sunday because somebody in some religion said it was bad to have stores open on Sunday. What nonsense. It's kind of like, how dare you inflict your religious belief? They're great if they work for you. Well, how dare you tell other people that they can't do? And religion played a big role in the law for a long time, and still does, don't kid yourself. Still plenty of input from people who have religious adaptations to try to turn around issues of the day in their direction. That's what lobbying is all about. You don't think the churches have lobbyists in Washington? Come on, get real. We've been looking for words today.
Let's see. Workout is a good word. Fun, carpe diem, adaptation, gratitude, courage, love, determination, motivated, possibility, hope, contentment, patience, alive, forgiveness, flexible, focused, excuse me, healthier, vision, exercise, integrity, faith, dream, self, first, better, change, happiness, thanks, optimism, truth, action, all these words have been shared by many of you and dropped onto the heads of tens of thousands of you that may take these words. As I suggested before, I think that the best way to apply this, if I can tell you what I'm doing myself, maybe this will make it have more meaning for you. I have regular calendars on the wall to my right here in my studio. I have the calendar. So on the calendar, I'll write the word optimism, because that's my word for the year. And every day, hope that it'll stare me in the face to keep me from getting distracted into other areas that become the reality, but they ought not to be the reality. You know what I mean? You got a smartphone? Input it in an all-day event every day to help you remember. Write it in your bathroom mirror. Frame the word and place it beside your bed. So it's the first thing you see in the morning and the last thing you see every night. Why not? Right? Especially for, I think people in the media need to, news media especially, need to get a reality quotient. By the way, speaking of that, I've stayed away from much of the news today, but I find this, Kenny, to be rather intriguing, as unnamed sources say there is a news media organization that's the next to be threatened by the so-called Sony hackers. There's an FBI bulletin that's been intercepted in the past 24 hours suggesting that threats like the threats came out of the release of the film The Interview have extended to a news media organization, may extend to other organizations in the near future. The bulletin noted a recent posting by the Guardians of Peace on Pastebin, which I guess is a web tool for anonymous postings. How does that work? How can you post? I thought everything had to be identified and it was traceable. That's not the case.
Oh, no. There's lots of places online that you can anonymously post things.
Really?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Well, this, the Guardians of Peace, mocks the FBI's investigation of the Sony thing because the FBI said, yep, it's got to be the North Koreans, when in fact it seems pretty clear it wasn't the North Koreans. In fact, it was an inside job, or at least somebody inside got to these Guardians of Peace. Where are they located? Does anybody even know where they are? Who they were? They cover their tracks, right?
Right.
They're smarter than the average bear.
So far.
It would appear. Anyway, but someone will work hard, find out who they are, and they'll get hacked, and then the hacking will continue, right? It's all hacked. Let's have more hackers. The good news today from the world of health, there's a report that was released yesterday finding there's a 22% decrease in cancer death rates in the past couple of decades. 22% decrease. So people are getting it. That means, here's the way I read this. You, in the collective, haven't changed your habits. You're still eating the wrong food, drinking the wrong stuff, smoking, things like that that cause cancer. But because there's so much money to be made in cancer treatment, that the advances that have been made to help you ward off or to... And Rich McFadden on my staff is a perfect example of this. He, was it April or May, Kenny, I think it was, wasn't it? Late April, early May, discovered that he had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Or was it Hodgkin? No, it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which created a mass in his chest that he discovered for two reasons. One, it cut off very quickly, grew very quickly, and it cut off his ability to breathe normally. And it also got in the way of his jugular working properly, so he had massive headaches because the blood wasn't getting through to his head. The mass had cut off a lot of the blood circulation into his head through his jugular vein. So he got that and he found the mass, began treatment right away, had the right attitude, got a lot of support, and today he says he's cancer-free. And whether you are or you aren't, once you get, we all, frankly, none of us are cancer-free. Kenny's got cancer in his system. I got it in my system. You got it in your system. There are these little free radicals that travel all around the cellular structure of our bodies. And whether enough of them get together to create a mass that then becomes a problem, that's determined by what you eat, how you exercise or live in general, stress level, heredity to a certain extent, all of those things are part of the wild card. But the fact that 22% decrease in cancer is noted here, which means basically the lives of about 1.5 million Americans have been saved. The American Cancer Society is nonprofit, but they have as members a lot of people that are making, the Breast Cancer Center of America, whatever. There are a lot of commercial entities that make a lot of money, billions of dollars, on treating cancer. So, is it good that they're able to treat people? Yeah. But if you smoke, man, you're crazy. If you eat a lot of fats, you're nuts. All of these things can keep you from having what is... I've seen my grandmother died of liver cancer. Horrible. Ugh. And she lived a pretty pure life. It wasn't really her doing other than where she lived. The area where she lived was an area that had problems with water and environmental things that do cause cancer. She came from Southern Illinois. My grandfather's grandmother lived to be 88. She had emphysema. My parents' side of the family all grew up in the coal mines in Southern Illinois, and they all had emphysema. They died at different ages because most of them smoked. Can you imagine going down into a coal mine with all that dust, working down there 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and then smoking while you were down there? Yeah. My God, how did they live at all? When I learned that, figured it out, I was a teenager at the time, and I remember my grandfather, God love him, he's a wonderful human being, used to smoke Lucky Strikes. And he worked in the coal mines as a kid until there was a mine collapse and he lost his left lung, his left arm, and his left leg. But he still smoked. He was smoking when he was, I think he told me he started smoking when he was 8. And he died when he was 68 of emphysema. Had one lung. He got through rehab the use of his left arm back again, but he had a prosthetic leg. I will never forget how horrified I was when I saw him without his leg on. Oy. Okay, so that's the good news. Food for thought. 16:30 before the hour. Some more food for thought here on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I love the modern trend emphasizing locally grown food. All across America, consumers are supporting a great resurgence in local farms and farmers markets. Now the government has announced that federal experts will provide assistance to rural communities to help create local action plans. Government officials in agriculture, transportation, environment, and regional economics will show communities how buying from local farmers can help boost the local economy. Do we really need government experts to tell us something that obvious? If we look through the lens of liberty, we realize local farms and markets are not government's business. We don't need officials who have never raised a crop or run a business to tell us how to do it. Those who love freedom need to stand up and say, not on my watch.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Well, congratulations. You just purchased a new pair of shoes. Yep, they're doing pretty good. Now, the question you have to ask yourself is, what pair of shoes are you going to replace? Now, that is usually a very hard thing to do because as we look at our shoe closets, we've got old shoes that are there because there's really nothing that we're going to replace because there was nothing really wrong with the shoes that are up there. We just got tired of doing the same thing each and every time, so we decided to buy something new. You know what you call that? You call it change. And it's really a simple thing to do when we buy shoes. We either improve what we have, we obsolete something else. The same thing in our lives. Change is so good, you just proved it to yourself. So here's what I want you to do. Pick something that you've been using for a long, long time. Get rid of it. Could be a habit or a personality trait. And simply change. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
I was very interested to see, I don't know why this is, I have to tell you that after all the years that I've been on the air, this doesn't, is not meant to sound the way it may sound. I was accused of being an egomaniac by one of our listeners earlier this week who didn't like my approach to a conversation I had with Jennifer Horn's mother about the Shakespearean controversy. Did he exist? Happens Jennifer's mother is an expert in Shakespeare. So this may come off of the same log. You can take it for what it's worth. In terms of what really goes on, I've talked to so many people. I've been on the air. This is my 50th year as a broadcaster. I've interviewed thousands of people, talked to tens of thousands of people who were callers to my program over the years. So I'm pretty good at listening to somebody and watching somebody and spotting a phony. I think Joel Osteen is one of the biggest phonies that has come down the pike for a long, long time. I think his messages are terrific. Don't get me wrong. I'm separating the man from his message, whether or not. Meredith loves listening to Joel Osteen. There's a Joel Osteen's channel on Sirius. And she listens to him. Great motivation. Great stuff. But the guy himself is a $3 bill. And sort of down that path, this doesn't make me happy. The man's worth $50 million. If you're a preacher, how do you get to be worth $50 million? There's an attorney in New York who's blowing the whistle on the fellow. He's this fellow, Richard Garbarini, calls him the smiling preacher. Garbarini has won a judgment against Osteen and his church for stealing music from a band that created some stuff, and they didn't even pay them. There's an investigation, apparently, into his charity because he uses it to promote his for-profit books. He's got a 501c3 listed as a nonprofit. Garbarini says he's leveraging the church as a money-making vehicle. The church pays to air his sermons, and they're just infomercials to promote his book or books. Yeah, whether that's true or isn't, I'm telling you, the guy's a phony, but his message is good. Now, whether that's confusing to you or not, I don't know, but I just thought it was interesting. Beware the false prophet in the new year. 10 before the hour on Good Day. Thank you.
live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, you know what? There's another name you might know me by.
Star-Lord.
Who?
Star-Lord, man. Legendary outlaw.
Guys,
I'm Groot.
I have a plan. You've got a plan. Yes. First of all, you're copying me from when I said I had a plan.
I'm not. People say that all the time. It's not that unique of a thing to say.
Secondly, I don't even believe you have a plan.
I have part of a plan.
What percentage of a plan do you have?
You don't get to ask questions after the nonsense you pulled on Nowhere.
I just saved Quill.
We've already established that you destroying the ship that I'm on is not saving me.
So,
guess what the number one top grossing movie of the year was? The song is from Blue Swede. Hooked on a Feeling was a prominent tune in Guardians of the Galaxy. What an interesting concept for a movie. Everybody kept telling me, I gotta see the movie, you gotta see the movie. So I finally saw it on the plane coming back last week. And it was cute. I guess that would be the word that I'd use for it. The music does hook you. Some of the things in the story are kind of cool, but it's, you know, good guy, bad guy stuff, the usual things. Man, this thing, it sort of bridged all ages, Kenny. I think that's probably why it did so well. Took in hundreds of millions of dollars. Chuck Curry not here today on Movie Moments, but Kenny and I are. We'll go through some of the movie news for you in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. It's time to announce our favorite story of the year. It involves a high school science teacher who ate nothing but food from McDonald's for 3 months. Guess what happened? Well, he actually lost 37 pounds. John Cisna let his students create a diet for him that consisted of anything on the McDonald's menu. The diet had to stay under 2,000 calories per day and be within recommended levels of carbohydrates, but he was allowed to eat the burgers the restaurant is famous for. During that time, he also walked 45 minutes a day, 4 to 5 times a week. By the end, his cholesterol had dropped 70 points too. Let's be fair, this experience was a lot different than another guy who made a movie about how much weight he gained by eating at McDonald's. After that movie, many restaurants were sued over their menus, but I like Sisson's approach better. He says we all have choices, and it's our choices that make us gain weight, not McDonald's. Now that's a healthy attitude and a great lesson on personal responsibility. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well.
And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the GEICO app.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
All right, so certainly, Kenny, the big story as the year ends when it comes to movies is The Interview and how it has expanded video on demand access. Sony says it has expanded the digital availability of this movie through the weekend. It's on PlayStation Network. Let's see, where else has it been? There's been all like 580 independent theaters now. It was on 300 as we went into the end of the week and into Christmas. The major theater chains still have not decided to put this thing on, which I think is a mistake for them, isn't it? Under the circumstances, wouldn't you think they'd want to? Time Warner Cable's got it, Comcast has got it, DirecTV has it now.
But the theaters have big Christmas movies like The Hobbit, yeah, and they're not going to want to take that off of the screen for this.
Right. All right, speaking of big screen plays, the Star Wars movie Force Awakens will be, I think, released at Christmas this year, 2015, and according to Fandango, it's the most anticipated movie of the year. Also making that list of anticipated movies, Marvel Avengers Age of Ultron, Lionsgate's The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2, let's see here, 50 Shades of Grey will come out this year, and Jurassic World. So of those, let's see, I don't know anything about, well, The Avengers, that's more of the same. Hunger Games, more of the same. Jurassic World, more of the same. So the only new concept here is the adaptation of the book Shades, 50 Shades of Grey, right?
Yeah, I think so. The others are all sequels or reboots.
Right. So Force Awakens from J.J. Abrams will hit theaters December 18th. A lot of new stars and some of the old ones will reappear, which would be kind of cool.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.